We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock to everyone out there. And that's a good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus, on the horn right now. Hello, Brad. Brad, where are you located right now?
I'm in beautiful Chicago. It's about 5 degrees.
Okay. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's Chicago, though. What a great city.
The best city there is.
Yeah, relax. But, it's okay. let's talk about the Steelers. The Steelers in their cap room and what they can do. Maybe get rid of, I don't know, if they want to cut loose Trubisky. They know Devin Bush isn't getting a second contract. There's some money to be had, maybe, and the cap does go up. Should they and will they be players in free agency?
I think they should continue the trend they had last year where they make a couple small moves. I think James Daniels was a great signing. I think bringing in some more depth along the offensive line is never a bad thing to do. Miles Jack may be a bit of an overpay there, you know, formerly good player that I think is not quite at the caliber of an $8 million per year guy. I think he's also a potential cut. I know they need reinforcements at linebacker. I think they should. I think cornerback as well. If they don't bring back Cam Sutton, you probably want to add one veteran player there before you head into the draft.
Brad, if you were to advise the Steelers and there was a big-time offensive lineman out there, a big-time tackle, let's say, in free agency, would you advise them to buck up and pay that guy, or would you advise them to wait in the draft and draft a first-round offensive lineman at 17?
I think you wait till 17 because I think the value lines up really well, where I think a bunch of these guys we're seeing in those mock drafts and everyone's talking about, and they are going to fall in that kind of middle range. I think Peter Skoronski from Northwestern, Paris Johnson from Ohio State, Broderick Jones from Georgia. Like, I think all those guys are kind of in the team, and maybe one falls into good value, and then you can build that player up and develop them, you know, behind the guys you have right now, as opposed to splurging in free agency. It's not a great tackle class in free agency.
Brad, where should they look, although, granted, more cap space now, but where should they look to restructure? How much can they restructure to open up even more cap space?
Yeah, you know, I think T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick are probably the two most obvious ones, and it's also a big part of them now going with, you know, letting players besides quarterbacks get guaranteed money in future years of their deals, which obviously is a great concession for these players to earn and battle for in these negotiations. But both Watt and Fitzpatrick, their salary is already fully guaranteed for this upcoming season anyway. So, you know, restructuring is really just pushing those cap hits down the line. It's not changing, you know, the actual, you know, the money's going to hit regardless. So I think those two make the most sense.
Do you think it's wise that the Steelers have gone the way that they've gone, Brad, in spending their money? T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Cam Hayward being paid a combined roughly $70 million. That's a lot of money for three guys against the cap.
Yeah, it really is, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I think you do balance that out with, you know, the offense just being chock full of rookie players all over it. And when, theoretically, when we start extending some of the offensive guys, you know, besides Deontay Johnson, obviously got paid, but, you know, a shorter deal. When we start talking about some of the deals for, you know, Freiermuth and George Pickens and so on and so forth, maybe, hopefully, Kenny Pickett, you'd imagine Cam Hayward maybe is retired at that point. So it's going to balance out where once the paycheck comes due for the offensive guys, I think that, you know, we'll see some phasing out of the more expensive defensive players.
Fan Hotline, you got it. Presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. And you got Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. Easy for me to say. The one free agent who will be overpaid, who will never live up to the contract he's about to get, and the one big value in free agency that's about to happen where you go, that guy should be getting a lot more because he's going to overplay the money on that contract. Give him to me.
I'll go for the first answer. I will go with Orlando Brown. He did play better in the middle of the season. A slow start, you know, had the mini holdout through camp, then came in, had a slow start, but I think it was understandable. He probably was away from football. And then I thought he had a very good stretch of games, but he was terrible against the Bengals. Joseph, and it wasn't even Trey Hendrickson, you know, bullying. It was Joseph Asai, who's getting all this slack now, of course, for that late penalty, which was not the smartest play. But I thought he played great and was cooking Orlando Brown. He's going to get, you know, top-end tackle money. He wants to be one of the highest-paid left tackles. And there's a reason why the Ravens, you know, a sharp organization, said, hey, we view you as a right tackle or a mid-tier left tackle, and so we'll just go ahead and trade you for a first-round pick. And I think someone is going to step up and give him that huge deal, and I'm just not sure he's going to make it work. On the flip side, I'll say it with the tackle market. If the Jaguars don't bring back Juwan Taylor, I think he's an ascending young player. I think he might get the free agency because they have Walker Little in the building, their second-round pick from last year, a good young player. He stepped in this season when they had injuries to Cam Robinson, their left tackle, and played very well. He's played both sides of the line. So I think Juwan Taylor makes it to the market. Right now, he's a one-faceted player. He's a very good pass blocker, but really struggles in the run game. And so maybe I think he doesn't get as big of a bag as, you know, a guy that's a more rounded player. But I think he'll figure that out. I think pass protection matters more. And I think a couple years down the line, we could say, hey, this guy, you know, this is a discount deal. He's a really, really good player.
Brad, let's head to next Sunday. Obviously, Chiefs and Eagles. If the Chiefs do win the Super Bowl and Mahomes has a pretty good game, is Mahomes in the category of greatest of all time at the quarterback position?
Absolutely, without question. And we talked about this on our show on Sunday. I think if he, like, first looking at this year, if he wins the Super Bowl and drags his team to the Super Bowl with all the injuries, they now have a wide receiver. You know, I mentioned the tackle play has been kind of shaky. He himself is on a bad ankle. I think it's one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen from a quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, look, I know it's so early in his career and it sounds crazy. This guy has started five seasons. His worst season finish is an overtime AFC Championship loss, which he's done twice. He's hosted the game every time in his career. He'll now make his third Super Bowl. Yeah, if he has two rings, one loss in the Super Bowl, and two other AFC Championship games, that's as good a resume as any other quarterback, you know, in the history of this league.
Handicap the quarterback market this offseason for us, Brad. And who's the first domino to fall? And who is in play for Tom Brady?
Yeah, so I think the first domino, I think Geno Smith and the Seahawks are going to figure something out. I think they're just both on the same page of, look, Geno has a right to ask for a really, really sizable contract, but I think he'll give just enough of a discount, you know, appreciate the Seahawks sticking by him, that they'll work that out. I think Lamar gets franchise tagged, and that drags on for a while. I'll tell you, too, Daniel Jones, I think, is going to get extended by the New York Giants, and I think it's going to be a contract that a lot of people make fun of on Twitter, because I think it's going to be a pretty big deal. For Tom Brady, I think Las Vegas is probably the favorite right now. You know, not just the Josh McDaniels connection, but they've obviously flirted in the past. There are all the rumors that him and Gronk may have gone there. I think Gronk probably would join him in Las Vegas if he does go. And then with the Brock Purdy injury, I already thought it, but I really do think the 49ers are heavily in play here. If I'm Brady trying to sell him, say, why would you go to the AFC where the guy we're just talking about, Patrick Mahomes, was the oldest quarterback in the AFC playoffs? Stay in the NFC. The NFC stinks. And come to the Niners, we'll have an incredible team around you. I think those two are probably the top two contenders for Tom Brady's services.
That would be so mean to Brock Purdy, wouldn't it, Brad, to say, yeah, you just tore your UCL and you tried to play for us and we're going to go after Tom Brady, who's 87 years old.
Look, I totally understand, like, but we don't know. I mean, I know he's not a pitcher in baseball, but I know they said they want to avoid a Tommy John, but we have a doctor here at PFF, you know, who comes in and basically helps out with injury analysis and stuff like that. And he said, if I'm Brock Purdy, I'd probably rather do the full reconstruction and get that Tommy John. And that's a 1.5-year injury for pitchers. So, you know, I think it's a little bit different for quarterbacks. They put less strain on their elbow than pitchers do, but he might not even be available next year. So that's why I think it also helps the Niners kind of avoid the whole Trey Lance, Brock Purdy situation. They can say, hey, look, you know, Tom Brady wanted to play for us. How can we say no to Tom Brady? We'll figure out the young guys in 2024.
All right, you just said something I want to get to in a moment after I tell people the Fan Morning Show is presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. A lot of people, including our producer, Adam Crowley, he's a West Virginia man, but a lot of people in these parts interested in WVU football, and Geno Smith played there. You said they're going to figure something out, Geno and the Seattle Seahawks. Let me flip it this way. Could the league have figured out Geno Smith this year, and we've seen the height of Geno Smith's career, and it's all downhill from here?
So I really don't think so. You know, I think the way he was winning was not, you know, fluky or propped up by, you know, easy circumstances like our guy Brock Purdy in San Francisco, where I think all of us could probably throw for 200 yards with Kyle Shanahan and that offense. You know, he had the most touchdown passes of 20-plus yards in the NFL this year. He had 15. Josh Allen was next at 12. So, you know, pushing the ball downfield, he was good over the middle, good outside the numbers, you know, not just play action. And then he had two rookie starting tackles in front of him, too. So, I honestly, you know, he did have a bad second half of the season compared to how great he was in the first half. But I'll also say this. Look at the performances of quarterbacks against the 49ers in the playoffs. Geno Smith's first half was better than anything any quarterback did against that Niners defense, including Jalen Hurts, you know, who obviously ran the ball well and the whole team ran the ball well, but had 120 passing yards for the game. So, no, I don't think so. I think he has three or four more years of really good football left in him. You know, as to why it took so long to get here, I don't know. But also, it's just tough. It's hard to get opportunity in this league. I do think, you know, he probably didn't have his head on straight in New York with the Jets, getting punched in the face and all those things. But now I think he's a really, really good NFL quarterback.
Brad, how did teams find, production late in the draft? How do they find good players late in the draft? You look at the Steelers, you know, Oladokun, they draft him in the seventh round. Now Oladokun's going to the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. He never even played a snap with the Steelers. Their seventh round pick was Pacheco. You look at Brock Purdy, he was a seventh round pick. How do teams find production late in the draft with success of players?
Yeah, in my opinion, and also not just opinion, kind of looking at the data over the last decade or so, I think there has to be an inflection point with these teams where I get early in the draft you want to go traits, 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 and it's all about can we bring this guy in, can we build him up and make him into a really special player. At a certain point later in the draft, just say, who's good at football? Like, who would you throw on the tape is athletic enough that he can, you know, get over a certain threshold of this guy can stack up with NFL athletes, but then also who just is savvy and knows how to, you know, like Pacheco, you watch him run. He runs angry. It's not like a complicated game. He makes football football. It's very simple. Run forward, run over, dude. So I think that's it. It's like stop with the whole, you know, what can we make this guy? More just who was this guy in college? Was he a good player? Does he understand the game from a, you know, a mental standpoint? And ignore the kind of, you know, falling in love with the athletic traits at a certain point in the draft. I think that's how you do it.
Sack up. That's what you need to do. Sack up, Brad.
Mm-hmm. Who said that? I got to do that?
No. No, did you just say sack up, or did I hear you wrong?
I wouldn't say that on these airwaves. I've never sworn on these airwaves.
Oh, yes, you did. You absolutely did, and we had to hit that big red button one time.
Allegedly.
Well, have a wonderful week. Stay warm in Chicago. You're the best, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, guys. Have a good week.
We'll see you. Man, is he good. Great, great stuff. You know what? I like the simplicity in that last answer. Mm. Just put on the tape. Who's good at football?
Honestly.
Stop all the science.
Yeah.
Who's good at football? Who are you comfortable putting out there in a football game?
Right, and who's still out there that, you know, did well in college.
Right.
Like, I mean, let's make it simple.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The visit pitchhitrun.com today.